That's The Script and Science and Faith, a very appropriate choice of music, given my guest today is Canon Vicky Johnson, a driving force behind the Ely Science Festival. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Well, before we talk about the festival, you're a canon. I don't think I've ever had a canon in the studio before. What does a canon do, and what's the difference between you and a deacon and a vicar?
OK, well, a canon is a vicar who works in a cathedral, in a nutshell. I think that's a good description. So there's a few of us who work at Ely Cathedral as, if you like, vicars. So we each have different roles, and that's our job. So if you work in a cathedral in that capacity, you're called a canon.
Right, so it's where you're working that's defining your job title.
In this case, it is, yes.
Excellent. Thank you for clearing that up. So the Ely Science Festival, it runs from the 19th of May to the 18th of June. Is this the first one?
It is the first one, so we're very excited. It's a new thing for us to be doing at Ely Cathedral, but so far the response has been fantastic, so we're really looking forward to the launch event, which is this evening.
And where did the impetus for this come from? Why did you decide to do it?
The impetus came from a number of places, really. Firstly, Ely and Cambridgeshire is a really fantastic area for science and technology, engineering and medicine. So we're in the context of lots of scientific industries. And also, I'm a scientist by training, so I trained as a scientist, so I've got an interest in this area. And also, we have many scientists who worship in our regular congregation. So all these things came together in Ely, at the same time as the Church of England nationally is encouraging churches to think about science and technology and celebrate them. So everything seemed to come together in the right way to make this a really special event.
Now, science and faith, some people might put them at the opposite ends of the spectrum, given that science is very evidence-based and faith not necessarily so.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of standard argument that people make. But I think what we're trying to say in this festival as well is actually that's quite often a very false premise. So I trained as a scientist. I've got a PhD in biochemistry. That didn't stop me having a Christian faith. And there are many, like I said, people in our congregation who are regular worshippers, who work in the science parks and in Cambridge and have a really successful scientific career. So what we're trying to say is that actually we all need to think outside the boxes sometimes and just not take kind of old arguments for granted, because life isn't that straightforward and people are much more diverse in their thinking. So it's a kind of open mind attitude that we're promoting.
And you've got a great programme of events coming up. When you're starting to programme something like this, and particularly given it's the first, where do you start?
Well, that is the question. You could start anywhere and you could fill the programme for kind of a year's worth of events. But what we've tried to do in our programme is have a range of different events which touch on different aspects of science. So we've got polar explorers and astronomers. We've also got theologians and doctors and medics. We've got Professor Winston coming to give a keynote lecture. Then we've got events for children and families. We've got musical events because we wanted to celebrate science through the arts, through art and music as well. Exhibitions, all kinds of things. So we wanted to make it as broad as possible because this is the first time we've done it. So hopefully that means there's something for everyone.
Yes, because you want it to be accessible, don't you? A lot of people, myself included actually, might think, oh, science, you know, it's going to go over my head.
Yes, so we've tried to inject lots of fun into this festival as well. So there's lots of activities for children and families. We've got a sci-fi silent movie evening, so one of the first two science fiction films that were ever made in the early 1900s. We're screening with live organ accompaniment in the cathedral. So we've got lots of things which are, if you like, celebrating science in a fun way as well, that will just, again, help people think outside the box a bit.
That will be an amazing evening, won't it, in that setting, a film like that?
Two films. The first one is called Trip to the Moon, which was made in 1902, and the second one is the original Lost World, which is kind of what all the Jurassic Park films were sort of based on. So those two are going to be accompanied by Edmund Oldhouse, our organist at the cathedral, live, improvising along to the films like they did in the olden days. So something like that is just such an amazing thing that we can be doing in the amazing space of Ely Cathedral.
Yes, and you've got a couple of events which allow people to explore that space, haven't you, either with light or sound?
Yes, we've got two brilliant events coming up. The first is on Monday the 22nd. The second is on Tuesday the 30th of May. They're called A Night at the Cathedral. So the idea for those two events, they're both free, is that in London, some of the museums have a kind of night at the museum.
Yes, so that's here as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the kind of feel we're going for. And within those evenings, we've got lots of different exhibitors and displays and interactive events with scientists coming in. I think one of the events we've got is extract some strawberry from a DNA, extract DNA from a strawberry, sorry, and all kinds of things. We've got a rocket show on the first evening and a light show on the second evening from the Cambridge Science Centre. So those are going to be really lively, bubbly evenings, free entry. So it's kind of a real kind of hot pot of science and technology going on. I believe we've also got a robot that's won one of the regional rounds of the Robot Wars competition coming in as well. So all kinds of amazing and fun things to do on those two evenings.
And you do, as one of our listeners said, have a dinosaur-related event as well.
We've got quite a few dinosaur-related events because the title of the whole festival is From Dinosaurs to DNA, explaining the breadth of science that we're looking at. So we've got some really important local artefacts. So in 1950, a giant plesiosaur, a marine dinosaur in effect, was discovered in Streatham, just outside Ely. That's been exhibited at the Sedgwick Museum for many years, and we've got the hind, I think it's the hind paddle of that dinosaur coming in on display. So it's almost coming home, really.
Yes.
So that's a real local story that we want to celebrate. And then we've also got a dinosaur called a Deinonychus, a bit like a velociraptor, at the centre of the exhibition. Tomorrow we've got a giant T-Rex who's going to be walking around the cathedral, and that's a children's event, and they've got the opportunity to do a dinosaur dig and discover some fossils of their own.
How fantastic. And you mentioned children there. It's running through the school holidays, isn't it, Liz?
It is. It spans a whole month, including a half term. So in the half term week, there's lots of events for children and families, free drop-ins. There's a mini beast and bug hunt in some of our outdoor spaces. So lots of things to do in the holidays as well.
I guess it's going to make you think differently about the space of the cathedral as well, having seen all these strange activities and creatures there.
Yeah, I think we've been setting up the Lady Chapel this morning and through the week. That's the main exhibit space. And to see kind of dinosaur fossils and DNA helixes in that space and kinds of chemical equations, it does make you think in a different way about the space, and also it makes us think about the God that we believe is over all things, including science, technology, engineering and medicine.
So what events are you particularly looking forward to, Vicky?
Too many. I'm going to be at everything, but I'm particularly looking forward to some of the lectures. I've never heard Robert Winston speak live before, so I'm really looking forward to that.
What's he talking about?
He's talking about what makes us happy as human beings, which is a great topic to talk about in a cathedral. And he's going to be exploring psychology and sociology and science, what makes us flourish as human beings. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to the end of the festival because I can have a break. But we're finishing with some amazing events on the final weekend. We're having a science festival prom. So we're going to be celebrating science through all kinds of music, including some sci-fi music as well. And then on the final Sunday, we're having a Holy Communion with a guest speaker and a specially commissioned hymn, which we've asked someone to write just for the science festival. So I think by that time, I'll be probably quite exhausted, but hopefully really pleased.
And is the intention to run this every year?
I think it's such a big project that I think to do it every year would be quite a challenge. But I think so far, and we'll review it at the end of the festival, we would love to do it again, maybe every other year, or certainly fit it into our programme of events at the cathedral.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Congratulations to you and the team. You've put together such an interesting programme. I will certainly be there during half term with
good
my children.
You.
And as you say, there's a sort of exhibition space, so there'll always be something to look at.
Yes, the formal exhibition, if you like, is in the Lady Chapel, and that's where the Velociraptor and the Plesiosaur from Streatham is displayed, with other amazing exhibits from the Sedgwick Museum, and actually two really important texts in the scientific world, a copy of Darwin's On the Origin of Species and Newton's Principia Mathematica, both really seminal books in the history of science, on loan from Trinity College, Cambridge. So a really great opportunity to come and see these two books as well.
Well, any excuse to go into the Lady Chapel. It is such a beautiful space, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely.
Well, good luck with it all. You are going to be exhausted on the 18th of June, but very happy, I would imagine, because it's just touches on every element, which I presume is what you wanted to do, every element of science and faith and where they connect.
Yes, exactly.
Lovely. Thank you, Vicky. Good luck with it all. That festival, Ely Cathedral, 19th of May to the 18th of June. If you're interested in finding out more about the programme or booking tickets to some of the events, you can go to the website, which is elycathedral.org. Thank you, Vicky. Good luck.
Thank you.